Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for coming. As Kasky explained, we're going to talk a little bit about AstroReBot. I'm actually part of Crisis Management Engineering. That is a team inside Azure SRE that basically you are responsible by the incident management. So a lot of things that I'm going to mention that is because we and my team and we actually spend time going to calls and help to handle some of the incidents that happen in Azure. But at the same time, our team, it's an engineering team, so we are working to automate and use chatbots, but not just chatbot, but also intelligence that is going to try to share with you guys that we're doing to try to save time. So when I was talking about that, I was thinking how we could explain what kind of incidents we handle when we're doing like incident management in Azure. And I think that picture can help you guys understand exactly what that means. We are in a 42 different regions. So you can imagine how many data centers we have and the infinite number of machines that we have to be able to support all these services. So a lot of chance something goes wrong, right? And at the same time, we offer different kind of services. Came from platform infrastructure services, that network, storage, compute, but also we have the platform services that depends in some of these infrastructure services. There is dependency in all the services, like, for example, service bus. And so when something goes wrong, maybe that is very complex for us to understand what's going on and understand the dependencies and how we can quick that fix. At the same time, we are customer obsessed. We understand that our customers, they run a very important part of, of their business or sometimes the entire business in our cloud. So when one of these incidents happen, what you want to really do is like mitigate that as quick as possible, really crush the downtime minutes on the customer so we don't impact them. We used to do what normal incident management means. It's required us, as Kasky mentioned, to know the weeks, find where the documentation is, understand your playbook, what team to call, and the on-call engineers has kind of the same problem. So we would think that to help us to crush minutes, we could have like a bot. A bot that could help us, for example, share the wisdom that the team has and then crush the downtime minutes. We then start to get inspired by some bots. We look for this bot. It's cute. A lot of people like it, right? It's sometimes hard to understand what he's saying. But we then talk about this bot that maybe could help, right? At least translate the first bot. But these two bots has a problem because actually, when something goes wrong, usually instead of they go there and try to save the problem, they hide. So it's not exactly what kind of bots we would like to have in an incident management, right? So we think about actually, oops, my mouse disconnected. We thought about this guy. This is the kind of actually bot we would like to have, a brave bot, a bold bot, that when you have a problem, it goes there, you send, and it's going to really help to solve the problem, right? And if this guy has the T800, the Terminator 800, we could have the Mitigator 800, right? So that would help us to mitigate the incidents, and you call that actually SRE bot. So SRE bot helps us in two ways. One of the ways is share the wisdom. If you think in a typical scenario, the on-call engineer, the knowledge that he has to help the incident management depends on the component and the knowledge that he has about the component or the service that he work on and how long the experience that he has as like on-call engineers. So it's very clear that a junior engineer that is doing on-call rotation, they don't have the same experience, the same ability to maybe mitigate that incident that someone that has done that more time. Why? Because he has what sometimes we call tribal knowledge, the experience of the incidents, right? Happened the same with the incident managers. More that you are exposed to incidents, more you know about that, different kind of incidents, we know more about it, and then we can help to crush the downtime minutes. Why not have the board helping you make everybody has the same kind of knowledge? Doesn't matter if you are a new incident manager, if you are a new on-call rotation engineer on the on-call rotation, that you can have the same ability to crush downtime minutes on the customer. So the bot would help in that way. Another way, it's like to automate the incident response activities. When you get that call in the middle of the night and you need to wash your face and then go connect to the computer. Seems that all the incidents has the same steps, right? You need to connect in your machine, you're going to go there, you're going to grab the logs, then you're going to find the week that you need to understand what the next steps are for that kind of specific incident, and then you figure out that it has a dependence, then you need to call the team, and then you need to go again that same web page or week to figure out what team to call, right? Why not automate some of these activities and save time and also make less boring to be on call? So this was the two main focus that we had for SRE Bot. And then we start to build SRE Bot and send SRE Bot in their mission. His mission is actually for us means to go to Skype for Business. When an incident happened in Azure, what we do, we create like a Skype for Business conference. And that is the place the incident manager, the other engineers on call, jump in that call. So there we work together to save and to solve the problem. So what happened is that SRE Bot start to connect and join each of these incident conferences. We call that bridge. So he was joining each of these bridges, even before the humans be there. With that, he could start to log everything that was happening. So who was there? Who have been there? What time that team specifically jumping in the call? What is being said so far? And with that, we could, for example, now, using natural language, ask for the bot in a one-on-one chat, for example, what are the most active incidents? So imagine that you are the on-call engineers of web app, and you get like an incident that it's happening in your service. And you want to know that if one of the dependencies that you have in your services are also having some kind of incidents. So instead of to go in another system and try to understand, he can just ask to SRE Bot, show me what the active incidents are. And from there, if he finds something, he can just click in that link, join the bridge, and he can connect in that call. Another thing that was very common, it is when a new engineering jump in the call, he used to ask, what's going on in this call? What you already know? Who have been here? And those kind of things. So basically, he hijacked the call just to get up to date about that incident. Now he doesn't need to do that anymore because SRE Bot knows everything that is happening there. So he can just ask for SRE Bot, okay, give me the chat log of this incident. It's get like a link. That link, he can go and see exactly what team have been there, what has been said, and get all the information. And it's help us save minutes because the other engineers that is on call, they don't need to stop to explain that person what is going on, right? They can be focused and continue to solve that problem. We also start to share the wisdom. For example, how we can know what the health of the service that you are depending on. So you can just ask, for example, SRE Bot, how the network is doing that specific region. You can get the link for that. Or if you have like 42 regions, sometimes even know where the data center is very difficult. So you can ask also SRE Bot, and he share that kind of knowledge. You can ask that in a one-on-one chat. You can ask that on the bridge. And finally, it could help with things that what the right team to engage, who is the person on call, or how I can save minutes when I just got like a call from the customer, or I know that something is happening with the customer, I want to engage the team, but I don't want to spend time first creating the ticket, then find the right team to engage, or the person that is on call that day, right? And then jump in the call. When you give a command like that, engage, compute, for SRE Bot, we're going to ask you if you have a ticket, and if you don't have a ticket yet, what you're going to do, it's going to create the ticket for you with the minimal information. We're going to create that Skype conference. We're going to write like update the ticket and invite you and that specific team to the call. Then we start to save times, and we don't need to spend time actually just doing activities that need to be done, but can start directly focus on the incident. So far, so good. I mean, we start to add that kind of information and wisdom on the SRE Bot, but we knew that we could not build everything. It would just make sense if it was extensible. So it would be just make sense if we can get really the wisdom of the other teams and let them start to contribute that to SRE Bot. And we did that in different ways. First one, we make that pretty easy for them, just update their domain knowledge, for example, what's the right links to know the health of your service. What is the alias of your teams? Because sometimes a team has a name, but not necessarily it's related to the service that it's known. Or even sometimes a team that has dependent on your service call you in a different name. So we allow easily that other teams can come and add what we call alias. And then they can ask about ask a report about that specific teams and still can get the right information. But also we did what we call plugin. All of that questions that I show for you guys that SREBot knows how to answer or it knows how to execute, it is actually an add-on. That you can, in the case of SREBot, implement that simple interface where you can focus actually on the execute method that is basically what you want to do and let SREBot handle, for example, the natural language for you. Let SREBot, for example, handle for you what the information that you need. So if you say that you need, for example, like a ticket number, in a region, in order to have your plugin working, you just say that in your required entities, and then SREBot is going to make sure that your plugin is never called before he collects all that information. And it's allow us, SREBot has kind of a natural interaction with the user. You can ask what you want, and then SREBot is going to start to talk to you and collect the information that is required. So far, so good. SREBot was jumping all the meetings, was brave like this guy. It was helping us serve minutes. But probably as you are thinking right now, just sharing that kind of wisdom and automate that activities is not really going to crush the downtime minutes, right? And you are right. We knew that it was not enough. And when you think about this brave guy, he is really very good in his missions because he has something that helped him. And this is Skynet, right? The intelligence behind the bot that send that terminator or mitigator, right, to the action, it is exactly what can help be more effective. And I would love that we could have called our intelligence Skynet, but unfortunately our managers didn't allow us to do it. So you give like this nice name, SREBot Incident Management Intelligence, yeah, big name, that usually we call just like SREBot Intelligence or just Intelligence. That's probably what I'm going to be using during that talk, right? We start simple. We start first trying to do things like, okay, if you get like a more complex service, it's not that you can have just one team on call. You may have multiple components, and you need to understand what right team to bring, right? So why not try to help to identify that? And we start like in a very simple way. Let's just first see what components usually it's a must call when an incident happened or when that kind of incident happened. And it's what you did. If you see, for example, the SQL Team 4, it's listed before because this is kind of the top priority. We try to list based on the priority and the number of requests. It was not enough, but it was a good start for us to show that, yeah, intelligence can help us. When you had like a success with that, we start to try to bring intelligence in another area, impact assessment. So it's very important for us, incident managers, right, when we know exactly what is the impact of that incident. Not what the services has, but mainly, as I said, we are customer obsessed. So what the impact we have exactly on the customers. So we partnership with compute team that has like some data scientists work there to try to understand what the impact of the VMs are when an incident happened. And we start to automate and integrate SREBot and the intelligence that it has with these kind of knowledge, very specific knowledge that VM team had. And with that, we start to, when SREBot go there, jump in that call because he knows that incident was created. At the same time, we start to collect log information and try to understand and work to see exactly what the customer impact is. And we prepare this report and attach that to the ticket. It would show, okay, what machines are impacted, what customers are impacted. And it was nice because then when now we are an incident manager and you go in the call, and also when the DRI or on call go to the call for compute, he knows exactly what's going on, what the customers was impacted. And just to have an idea how it starts to help us really save minutes, this is a chart and where in the X you have the percentile and in the Y it is just like a scale of the time that we could save. And then the blue, you see the SREBot intelligence automation of the impact assessment, and in orange, comparing the incidents of the same time that were having like manual impact assessment. And then you can see that you can save really 40 to 50 times the time to do impact assessment when doing that manually. So it's where the automation plus the intelligence, it's really helping us to save time. So we then start to think, why you cannot mix that intelligence with the human interaction part of the bot? So the bot was doing the chat bot, right? Why you cannot bring that thing also? Because not all the service has the intelligence yet, right? Or they're so advanced as, for example, VM Impact Team was. So we start to do things that are going to try to show the diagram how it's working. So when you have the incident happen, and some of these things we are still building, going to call attention for that for you guys. When the incident happened, it's go for this blue area that is basically the Skynet, I cannot say that. Okay, SRE bot intelligence that, right? That has basic knowledge base and what we call intelligence decision maker. And it's basically like you can think machine learning, artificial intelligence that help us to decide what's the next step is. Then we start to collect information from the logs, from the health systems, and also mix that with the knowledge that you already have. And it's help us to understand what's the next thing that you need to do. In that case, for example, do impact assessment and what logs you need to read to do impact assessment. And then you go there, and that is the part that you are building and going to be ready in the next few weeks. We can present that actually to validate that with the person that is on call. And why it's important? Because sometimes our intelligence is not necessarily precise. And the on-call engineer can be seeing another different impact or a different size of the impact. And he can provide that information. And the nice part of that information now come back and can feed our knowledge base so we can use that to retrain and make our intelligent decision maker even more intelligent. It also can connect with different services that may be impacted, and that is in another call, but it doesn't have the impact assessment automated yet. So we can now ask that question for the engineer, and that brings two benefits. First, we standardize the way that we have impact assessment. Second, again, that information can be feeding the intelligence and the domain knowledge, right, to be used in the next incidents. And then finally, incident managers can be involved as well in the case that if the number of the impact or what the impact that is being described, for example, by on-call service A, it is different from what the, or too different of what we have like assessed based on the intelligence, then the incident manager can help us to identify what this difference and why it's happened. And finally, we're gonna just like update that information in our incident management knowledge, so also it can be used like in post-mortem. So after we do impact assessment, we start to look for the engagement part. So remember that first story that I mentioned that we were just like using the number of the requests assistance that we do, or how many times that teams are called to the incident, and we show SQL, for example, in order. We know that was not enough. So now that you had proved that impact assessment could be more intelligent using machine learning, artificial intelligence, we start to work on the engagement part. So now how we can figure out what right team should be helping us to solve that problem. And we also now start to partnership with other compute teams, not necessarily the VM one, and we start talk with them and understand, for example, what kind of logs you read when you are doing your try to diagnose the problem, right? What the kind of things that you look for to decide what team to triage. And we start to work with them doing two things, two steps. First one, it is automating these steps. Because if it's just like read logs and take some decisions, a lot of that work could be automated. But we also use that knowledge now to feed new machine learning and artificial intelligence models that could help us do a better work in big incidents. And it's what we did. So this is an example where you can see that in a few minutes, SRE bot could be able to go there, read the logs, understand what the right team to triage, and do the triage. And if you want to see that in a scale, in a long term of incidents, now again, I have like in the X, the percentile, and I have like a log base Y axis. So we can see that you can really save a lot of time in most part of the incidents. I mean, 30 and even more times when it's happened. So it helps us to understand that, yeah, you were in the right direction. And using intelligence and aggregate that with the interaction that we're having with the humans could really help us. Again, we try to do the same thing. Now, how we can get what you haven't seen before and automate that with the chat bot. And we did that collecting kind of the same logs. Another interesting part here is that a lot of logs and signals that you need to read for doing impact assessment is the same that you need to do engagement. So we can also save time and reuse that. And then we feed again that to the intelligence decision maker that now, when you have like a low severity ticket, he can directly assign the ticket for the right team and let the team work on that incident. When you have a more complex incident, like for example, when you have like multiple services being affected, then instead of we just like assign that to the team, we actually interact now using the chat bot to the incident manager. And we propose what teams he should be engaging. Sometimes even more than one team. Sometimes we're not sure yet what the right team can solve that problem. Why not then engage that both teams? And let's together in that incident conference define what's the right thing to do. And after we do that, we invite the team. And when the team logs, basically let the DRI know what's going on. So this kind of intelligence that we did with the impact assessment, with the engagement, we just like make sense if it's also extensible as the part of the add-ons for the chat was extensible. And it's exactly what we did. So basically what you are seeing here in the incident management domain knowledge and also the intelligence decision makers are extensible, what you call add-ons as well. Basically what we did, you use reactive architecture and we are using the actor model. And basically each of these decisions and automations can be actually an actor that other teams can come and implement. It also allows us now to expand the teams that are work. As I mentioned, we work like we start to work with compute, but now so we are work like with network and other teams inside Azure to also have their engagement and their impact assessment included in the same intelligence. And it's also allow us to easily onboard new teams, right? And you have now not just like Azure teams work on that, but you have like, for example, other teams in Microsoft that are automate that entire incident management using SRE board intelligence. What next? So we are investing now in new user interfaces. We get like a lot of feedback from our users that besides the Skype for Business, they also would like to have that, for example, in a command line, because sometimes the on-call engineer are doing the work already like in a command line. So we are seeing how some of these things could be available there. And also collaboration tools like Microsoft Teams or Slack, that it's also being required by our users. So I hope you guys have enjoyed. We have some members of our team also here, and you could feel free to reach us in the rest of the event. And we are open for Q&A.
Yeah, we have a microphone up front. If anyone wants to come up and ask questions for the benefit of the recording, please come up, ask questions. Nobody? Wait, maybe? Oh, we got, oh, a couple. All right.
Where did you get the natural language processing stuff from? Is that open source, built with Microsoft? How can I have that?
Good question. Yeah, we know that they think it's gold. And actually, we are doing that. We start using Lewis, that is actually a service that Microsoft offers for natural language processing. But the domain, we are modeling that. So basically, what we are doing, it's modeling the domain of Incident Manager. And actually, we don't have that open source yet, but it's something that we are actively discussing internally, how we can share that with the community.
I have a question. See, the graph that you showed, it showed that over time, the how much time has been saved compared to manual versus. Mm-hmm. So why is with time the process, automated process, should take less time over because learning more data, right? Processing more data. So the graph should be going up and then down. Why is it continuously going up like the manual is going up?
Actually, not. It is the percentile of the time of the incidents. It's not over time. So basically, this is the 50 percentile of the incidents, how long it takes, I guess, when you do that manually.
Okay, so the second question I have is, then over time, have you seen the time taken by the SRE bot is less, getting lesser as the time takes because it's getting more knowledge, more data being processed and stored?
I think it's too young, very early for us to get that kind of conclusion. And just to share with you guys, SRE bot, it's a project that we started 1.5 years ago. So when some of this intelligence actually start this year, around January. So yeah, we are seeing that, of course, you are learning more and we are saving more time. And we are doing that mainly on the impact assessment part and detection of the VM things. That is the thing that you're working more time. But I cannot tell you right away exactly how much we have saved it, and we have not measured in that way yet.
Actually, because I'm a coworker of Cesar, I will step in and be a little bit stronger and say that anecdotally, incidents in which SRE bot are involved have lower time to mitigate, notify customers, and basically are resolved faster. But that's anecdotal. We don't have hard data yet on that. We're gathering that. Hopefully next year we'll be back with numbers about that. And sorry, I'm the room moderator, but I'm also a coworker of Cesar. So I will go a little bit stronger than Cesar and say, yes, the evidence seems to show that if you involve SRE bot in your incident, you actually resolve it faster than if you don't.
Cool. Because I was in Azure 3 years ago, and I remember it wasn't there. So good it's there.
Cool. Hi. Is SRE bot something you'd consider open sourcing for other Skype for Business users?
We are actively discussing that internally. We would love to. And I hope we can do that soon. Right. It's good that you guys are asking that, because it's helped us to go in that discussion more actively, knowing that people are interested on that.
All right. I think we're out of time now, so we're going to switch over to our next speaker. Thank you. Round of applause for Cesar.